Amador County has long made a living off the land. In the late 1800s, gold mines snaked their way far below the county's rolling hills. One of the deepest was the Kennedy Gold Mine, which has stopped producing gold but still offers surface tours. The mine provided jobs, but the work was grueling, as an early movie on the mine explains.
The miners have picked up their identifying brass tanks and are waiting their turn to being lured into the mine to begin their 8-hour work shift.
The conditions in the mine were exhausting.
The miners work in an average air temperature of 87 degrees and in near 100% humidity.
And the payoff was small. The mine produced just about 10 ounces of gold from every cart full of ore, and the work could be dangerous. Tour guide Richard Fisher says Kennedy Mine lost 26 people during its operation, and there were many ways to die.
So, I mean, some of these were just greasing skip at surface, stepped across shaft, and fell down shaft. Says it all.
Still, the gold rush was a boon for Amador County, attracting thousands of immigrants and their families.
Mine actually came for the gold rush.
County Supervisor John Plass is a fourth-generation Amador County resident.
My great-grandfather came from Lyons, France, and went up to Volcano, a little community just a little east of here, and mined his gold and created his stake, at which he started a trading post on the Carson Immigrant Trail and traded with settlers coming across in wagon trains over the Carson Pass.
And what the gold rush did for Amador County in the 19th century, Plass says wine is doing for it in the 21st.
Maybe that's the new purple gold rush, if you will, the color of grapes and bringing the tourism to Amador County. It's very much a burgeoning region of our county and a real growth sector in our economy.
The 2012 vintage of Sauvignon Blanc.
The growth has been steady and sustained for Larry Long and his wife Linda, the owners and winemakers at Amador Cellars. They've run the place since 2000, and Long says business has increased every year. On this Saturday, the vineyard offers a bottle your own wine event. Dark green bottles are stuck under a spout and quickly filled with wine. The bottles are then corked, sealed, and labeled by hand. Long says practice makes perfect.
So you get pretty good at this when you, after you've done a few hundred and then a few hundred more and a thousand.
His tasting room is filled with people waiting to get their chance to fill up a bottle or two.
So that's our spot.
While they wait, manager Rob Holgate pours sample tastings and talks up the wine.
So Barbera is coming up next, and I don't need to tell you that this is a very popular grape out here in Amador County. Nearly every winery makes a Barbera.
But we do have a few other varieties kind of from the Mediterranean area, Italy.
Standing outside, Spain, looking over his 22 acres of vines, Long points out the different varieties of grapes ripening in the hot summer sun.
Mourvèdre, Grenache, Aonico, and Sauvignon Blanc.
And he's grateful his business is a bit more predictable than mining for gold.
Here you've got a known quantity of fruit for the most part, and in a good year you know roughly what you're going to get and how much wine you'll be able to produce from that.
And grapevines tend to be more prolific than rock. Long says one vine will likely produce a bottle or two of wine. Back inside the tasting room, Francie McGinnis and her husband are indulging in some samples. The couple owns a home in Amador County, and McGinnis says they enjoy discovering the area's past as much as they enjoy the wine.
We don't go gold mining, but we do enjoy learning about the history and seeing many of the variety of places that have preserved some of that history and tell the story of it.
And whether it's gold or grapes, the story of Amador County's success continues to include the rich resources that have attracted people to its rolling hills for generations. Katie Orr, Capital Public Radio News.